Well, hello.
Hello.
This is not the usual voice that you guys are used to hearing, is it, when we first start?
No.
No. You must be thinking they're either missing somebody or Dax sounds strangely like a woman.
I mean, doesn't he always sound a little bit like a woman?
Yeah. Kind of annoying, naggy. But today...
We have Nina Alder on.
It's like, what am I saying? Today, it's Scarlett and Nina.
Yep.
Nina's first time on the podcast.
Hello, hello. Hopefully not my last.
No, definitely not. And Dax happens to be where, Nina?
He is currently falling asleep in my ass, but I'll probably wake him up with some farts soon.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nina had some Indian food for lunch, and she is really, really gassy.
Yep.
So instead of stopping filming to do the podcast, we decided to do both.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. So if you hear something in the background,
snoring.
It's either Dax sleeping or Nina farting.
Hold on, I think I got one for him right now.
Oh, that was windy.
Yeah, it was. It had like a little rumble in the background too.
Okay. Let's get into the podcast. We have questions for you.
As Dax is digging deeper into my asshole.
There you go. 20 questions. We got 20 questions for you. Now bear with me, because I'm not used to being
the leader of the pack here.
So, okay. Question one. What got you into porn, Nina?
Well, I literally started by dipping my toes in. I started with feet. And only feet. Yeah. And I'm probably that rare person that legitimately researched for like 3 solid weeks, like 9 hours a day before I jumped in and did it. I wanted to be sure.
Really, well, yeah, because sure. You did it on your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was just you.
I did. Yeah. So I actually started in the summer of 2019.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was looking to make some side cash.
And you stuck with it.
I did. I did. I actually really loved it. I've been very like slow and intentional. Every time I've taken a step and started doing more, I guess, expanded the content that I do. And yeah.
All right. Question two.
Okay.
Okay. I have to find it. Hold on. Question two. Oh, okay. This is an odd question, but I'm interested. Who's your celebrity crush, and would you let them fart on you?
Oh my gosh, I am really bad at this question. I've been asked this question before just by like random people, and I don't have a celebrity crush.
Not even like somebody you're like, oh, okay, cool.
No, and I would say I didn't understand it for a really long time, and as I've gone on this journey of work, which was also parallel to sexuality and discovering more about my own self, I discovered that I'm like very demisexual. So I feel like I have to have a connection to that person. I need to connect emotionally.
Okay.
And before I really like have any sort of deeper like physical or sexual attraction to them. Like I can look at someone and be like, oh, they're attractive objectively, but I don't actually like feel that pull.
That's crazy. I wish. I have too many celebrity crushes. We'd be here all day. All right. So I guess no celebrity crush, and you probably wouldn't let them fart on you either, would you?
No, I'm a little bit of like a dommy mommy, so I wouldn't really let anyone fart on me. I'm always going to be the one doing the farting on.
I like that. A woman in charge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question three. You were nominated for Biggest Butt in 2024. How do you feel about that?
Now, are we talking AVNs or are we talking Fetish Nature?
We're talking Fetish Nature.
Well, I was actually nominated for both. However, we're going to stick with the Fetish Nature because I guess that's a podcast I'm on, right?
Yeah, that's a lot. We could talk about both.
No, I'm very honored to have been nominated for both. My inner narcissist says, obviously I was nominated.
I mean, hey, that thing, that thing. Today, we're filming a video, and Nina was bouncing up and down on Dax's face. And I wasn't in the video, but I was in the bedroom with the door closed. And the door, because her ass just creates tornadoes because it's so big. The door was going back and forth and back and forth. And
yeah, it was just rattling. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I don't think anyone else should have been nominated for biggest butt. Because you got the biggest butt, girl.
Thank you.
You got a bubble butt.
I really do appreciate that. What's it called when you have the... imposter syndrome. So like I said, my inner narcissist is like, obviously, but then my imposter syndrome's like, wait, really? Oh my gosh. And I really like that duality is fucking wild. And cause I feel that all the time. Like, yeah, I am like, oh yeah, my ass is awesome. Yeah, of course. But then, yeah, I'm also like, really?
People? Yeah, cause other people notice and they like it and they tell you it's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Question four. What's okay now? I didn't write this script, so the spelling is not on me. Okay, what are some fetishes you've worked with before?
Well, like I said, I got my start in feet. I was a yoga teacher and massage therapist before I got into porn, and I did that along with porn for a while. I don't do that anymore. I just time and energy wise, it doesn't make sense for me anymore, although I do really miss it. Where I was going with that is that I very quickly became known as like that hot yoga girl. Mm-hmm. And I realized that the foot community like loves foot girls. Or yoga teachers, sorry, obviously they love foot girls. It's like late night, my brain is starting to just like absolutely
crumble.
That's
my brain every day, so
yeah, it's just like going. Done like a little bit of bondage, tickling. I hate doing tickling, sorry guys, if you're into tickling, I fucking hate it.
You hate tickling or being tickled?
Being tickled.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's weird because most people want to see me in a dominant role, except for the tickling guys, but then they still want me to be kind of dominant. It's really confusing.
I don't get it. Have you ever done like pee stuff?
Yes. Okay. Oh yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. I've also done some pee fetish, some bondage. I do like regular mainstream type porn as well.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of a jack of all trades here.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so before I do question five, let's circle back to the AVN Award.
Yeah.
Because we just took a little break, and I heard a story, and I feel like it needs to be talked about. So you were nominated for not only Fetish Nature's Big Butt Award, but you were nominated for AVN's Big Butt Award.
Yeah.
And I asked, I asked her if she won the AVN one. Now you take it away.
And I said, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I didn't. And listen, that's where like, I feel like, I don't know, maybe the imposter syndrome comes in, or I'm like still like a relatively small niche creator. I'm like not great at marketing. So there's that. I actually found out like a month after they came out. And I found out because I was going through like the depths of my ex messages, and I don't always keep up on those. And I got a couple different people that were like, congrats, oh my gosh. And I was like, what? And so I ended up like, I was like, what are you talking about? They were like, you got nominated for Most Amazing Ass. And I was like, what? So then I like had to go to the website, which is kind of actually hard to find. I don't know why. Maybe it's just me. It might just be me, but I found it way harder to find than.
Well, you would think if they nominated you for an award
that you would get an email.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. No. So I go and I scroll through, And I think I counted, there's like 60 nominations per category, which is a lot, but there's also a ton of creators. So I'm still like incredibly honored that I even got nominated. So like, honestly, just being nominated was good enough for me. Like, I don't even have to have won. I still feel really great about myself. I'm still really proud of that. Anyway, so I'm scrolling through and all of these pictures are so fucking beautiful, professional studio photos. These women are like airbrushed to perfection. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what my picture is?
Uh-oh, what is it?
I am in assless chainsaw chaps holding a chainsaw.
What?
With a foot up on a pile of logs.
Wait, I have not seen this picture. I feel like, are we Googling it?
Oh, and I just farted in Dax's face as I laughed. And I thought to myself, someone actually went to my ex and they scrolled through my page and they said, yeah. That's the one.
Oh, that is the one.
I was terrible. Like, okay, well, you know, that's what we're going with. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, and then they had like my Facebook linked, which like I technically have a Facebook, but like I don't use it really. Like I was like, other people have their other social medias that are more main social medias linked. Like, who is in charge of this?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like,
no idea.
Do these people like have people that send in submissions? Like,
Yeah. So your followers, your fans, everyone like can nominate you. So I got nominated by, I don't know how many people, but enough to qualify, okay. I guess. Like they probably take the top, however many. Yeah. And
weird.
Yeah. But it was so weird. Cause I was like, so basically I would have had to have checked back to ever know. And then I didn't go to AVNs, which I'm glad I didn't, because literally everyone I know who went came back incredibly sick.
Oh, something God.
Like horrible. Something horrible. Like people were like, this is the sickest I've ever been. So really glad that I didn't go. And yeah, January is a busy month. I'm not a big fan of the holidays. So I'm like also still coming out from that. Yeah.
Recovering in February.
Yes. Yes. I know. Shameful, but... Anyway,
gotta gear up for Valentine's
Day. It's
how I
feel about the holidays. And hold tight. All right, there we go.
Nice, nice, nice. Okay, question 5. Which fetish is your favorite fetish?
Oh, gosh. That's really hard to choose.
Is it? Are they all bad or are they all good?
I have... Some are better than others. I think, so I have ADHD, so I'm like a novelty seeker. So I think like I get bored of one and then I move on to the next. So I think I just like rotate through. But I would say any scenes where I'm asked to be kind of like Dommy Mommy, I'm like very good.
Okay, no, that makes sense.
I can like almost always like tune into that energy. And that works really well for me. So if you're asking me to tune into that kind of energy, like I can almost always do it. And then I can make whatever the scene, like, you know, flow from there.
Nice. I feel like I'm the same way, except for when we work together. I feel like you are just like, I'm like, how?
I'm too
like,
alpha.
I'm just like your little sidekick, like, like on the side.
Like. You know, it's interesting because I think like we all are kind of like that, like our energies, because, and you're not the first person I've heard that from. I've heard from other women who were exclusively like doms that once they got with me. So I must just have like very strong energy.
I think you do.
And then I just take it over.
Like you have like, like boss, like I'm the boss energy. And like we all bow down to you. Cause like I feel like I'm not like that with anyone else. Like I can be.
Isn't that so weird when like your energy just gets thrown from a fucking loop?
It's
like
weird.
That? Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, I'm not complaining.
I have a hard time with that energy sometimes with men though, actually. I'm better at it with women. I'm better at it with women. And that was actually the first time I was ever with a woman. That was when I was like, oh, what is that? What is that?
Oh my God.
That just happened there. Yeah, so I can almost always get into that energy with women. Sometimes with men. Sometimes men throw me for a little bit of a loop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with you? I don't feel like I'm going to be Dommy, but I am not fucking going to be submissive.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Fuck no. Question 6. Okay, sorry. Okay. Next question, guys. Do you believe in ghosts? And if you do, you need to back it up with a story of why you believe in ghosts. So it better be good. If it's not good, tell me no.
Right. I'm going to do you even better and tell you maybe.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm like 50-50. I think I both want to believe and don't want to believe because I'm a scaredy, but I'm also like intrigued.
I feel like that's how I feel about like aliens and
yes, aliens. Stuff I feel like the that. Same way about them.
But ghosts?
Nah. I feel like I said I'm on the fucking fence about it. I definitely feel like there's some other energy on the other side of like the veil because I feel like I'm very sensitive energetically, so I can like feel the energy of a room. I can like feel when something feels off or like, you know, I'll get, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. the like spidey sense, but I don't have like this like, oh my gosh, this ghost talked to me or this ghost touched me or like dropped something off of my shelf. Like, although actually, okay, I will tell you a story. This is probably just coincidence. I don't think this is a ghost story, but listen, this was fucking scary. I was in college, watched Paranormal Activity for the very first time with a bunch of girls on my college swim team. And while I know some people said that that movie was a joke and they didn't think it was scary, I thought it was fucking terrifying.
Wait, what movie is it? I already forget.
Paranormal Activity. Okay. And the reason why I find it so terrifying is that it is close enough to something that can actually happen. It's so kind of real in the way it's filmed. You know, so it's like, hold on, we gotta fart. It is close enough to reality that it kind of puts you into it, right? Like there's some horror movies that are so out there that you're like, yeah, like it's not even scary because it's too out there for me. But for me, it was like so relatable, that feeling of like slowly going mad and like weird things happening, mm-hmm. that it really freaked me out. And I was dating this guy that was in an apartment complex that was next door to where I watched it, went over to his house, was sleeping. And at like 4 a.m, this whiteboard that he had on his wall, so giant ass whiteboard, fell off the wall, just out of nowhere, just fell off the wall, crashed down. And when I say I like jumped out of bed screaming.
Well, this was the same night or the...
It was the same night that I had just watched Paranormal Activity. So I was like already on edge and this happened. And I was like, oh my fucking goodness.
It's funny how movies, like I don't believe in ghosts at all. But like, it's funny how movies can make you like afraid of something you don't even think is real. Because like there's been times, I can't remember which movies, probably Lights Out is one of them.
Oh, where, I don't like, know that one.
And I think The Omen as well. Where like I had to sleep with all the lights on. Oh my God. I watched, have you ever seen Hell House LLC?
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was shockingly scary.
I know, right?
Yes.
I watched all three of them back to back to back by myself in the dark.
That had me Googling, is this real? Was this real? Like, I know, like in my head, I was like, logically, this isn't real. But I was like, I don't fucking know. I think it might be. I was losing my mind.
But it was camp scary. Style. And it was like, yeah, it was like.
I think that's like why that one, the Blair Witch Project, Paranormal Activity, those like very amateur, like low budget ones, almost like are scarier.
Yeah, because it's high production filmed. Ones. It's like camcorder film. Like it's mm-hmm. real. Like it's someone else's.
Yeah, you feel like you're watching it on your friend's iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever watch The Haunting of Hill House?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. That one had me like scared to get up and go to the bathroom.
Are we talking about the TV night. Show or the movie?
Yeah.
The TV
Ooh,
show?
Ooh, is there a movie? I thought it was Haunting all a TV House. Show.
What's it called? The Haunted, it was like House on Haunted Hill is what I'm thinking about movie wise.
Oh, okay.
I think it's older.
Okay.
So yeah, Haunting of Hill House is the TV show.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. yeah, there was that one scene, the car scene.
Oh my God. No, just like all of them. Just all of them. The jump scares were unreal too.
All right. We're getting so off track. I feel like people are like, come on, get to the fart questions.
I mean, I just farted in his face, so it's fine.
All right. Let's see. What do we have here? Some of these are stupid.
Our poor producer's probably over there like wishing he brought his gas mask.
Okay. Here's a question that's Are you okay, sir? Can you guys hear the dog panting in the background? As if it's fucking 100 degrees in here.
He's probably feeling gassed out, too.
I know. He's like, what's that smell? Somebody help me. Have you farted on anyone else besides Dax?
Yes, I have farted on my partner.
Nice. How was that?
Oh, he hated every minute of it. He like almost like vomited afterwards. Yeah. Yeah. I also farted on him, like, kind of, or, like, at him in a tickling scene once. It was just, like, kind of spontaneous, and I was, like, bound and being tickled, and I was, like...
Your secret weapon?
I get a little, like, I get a little, I don't know, like, spicy and fiery when I am tied up, and so, like, yeah, I was, like, being tickled, and I was just, like, oh, here we go.
Throw the spice.
Yeah, just right at him. Sorry, excuse me. The Indian okay. Food's hitting me.
Oh my god. All right. Dun, 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 dun. Tell us a play-by-play of the time you shut Dax's mouth. Oh, I wish I read this question before I said it out loud because I don't want to hear this again.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to give an exact play-by-play because I think I have also blocked it out of my brain.
Oh, it's on a loop in my head.
Oh, well, like, then maybe you should do the play-by-play.
And, but. I feel like you're not one to shit a lot, but that one day you shat almost every time.
That was
so traumatizing.
That was a terrible
But
day.
I know exactly what this question's talking about.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well... I think it was one of those times where I still trusted my asshole.
Because it was the first of the day. That's what it was.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah. He said before that scene, he said, Nina's the only one that I trust. And I said, that's a lot. That's a lot. He said, yeah. I trust you. And I said, okay, I'm glad you do. And then he opened up his mouth and then my asshole opened up and it went, pah! And it spat right into his mouth.
Like melted chocolate. Oh. Oh watching him, his face bounce because you're laughing is really fucking funny.
He knows like a trampoline. Yeah. And I think everything just froze for a moment because I didn't know it happened. I was like, I don't know. I can't feel it right. And... He froze. You guys all froze. I think you started screaming.
I did.
And I think I jumped up and like got out of the way. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. And then he went to the bathroom, put the fan on in the water and didn't come out for a while. And I feel like I had like the rest of the day was just like one long walk of shame where I just like looked at him like, I'm so sorry. And then he'd be like, all right, fart on me. And I'd be like, I don't know if I can. And like, it was the hardest day after that.
Your asshole got shy after that.
It did. It got so shy. Actually, it got shy for like two shoots after that. Like that shoot and one more. I like was like trying so hard and it was like, I was having such a hard time. Like to the point of like where I like went home and told my partner, I was like, I don't know if they're gonna ever hire me back.
Aww.
I did. I was like so bummed out. I was like, I don't think I did a very good job. I was like, I don't think they're gonna have me back.
What's funny is, I mean, obviously he said he trusted you, which means you hadn't shat in his mouth yet. But like most people, he's gotten pooped on a lot by a lot of different people.
Yeah.
I've like projectile shot turds at him on accident. And I think like we work with a lot, like, I mean, there's been shit on the wall, shit on the floor, shit in the bed, like there's been shit everywhere. Yeah. Shit on his face. So you like know, no, that's I can never not call you back.
The way he like had his mouth open and was just frozen and like, you know, what did you say? You said like ice cream or soft serve or something.
Melted chocolate.
But okay, yeah. To me, I thought it was like, it looked like it was like the consistency of sriracha. Like if someone had like stuck their tongue out and you kind of went like squeezed like
okay,
some
yeah,
in like
yeah.
that. Like that was what I was seeing. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was like liquidy.
Yeah,
not like super
it
rich.
It was like lube mixed with tiny chunks.
Exactly.
You know.
There you go.
Yeah.
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 Like oatmeal, if you will.
Oh. No, it wasn't that chunky. It was like, it was wet. It was wet.
Trying to make light of a all right, really dark on. Situation.
Next question, because, okay. We don't need to because, yeah, no. That.
Okay. Next question. You've been filming all day, like a trooper.
Yes.
Do any of the videos stand out to you? Do you have one that you're excited for people to see?
I mean,
or one that you just enjoyed filming?
We did something fun today, and I'm pretty sure that Dax is now, this is going to be like his next thing that he's going to be very excited to do. Right. Yeah, I know, right? I know you're so excited. I basically had like very loose pajama pants on, and I like laid down, kind of like curled up on my side, kind of almost like 69/spooning position, because he was like, okay. We were both facing the same direction, but his face was like down by my butt.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Yeah, and then his feet were like up by my head, but like far enough away that I don't have to smell his stinky feet. And then he basically just like inserted his head into my pajama pants.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I just did that on his face.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, did I do something similar to that?
Maybe.
I'm picturing it, and I feel
he asked me. He was like, I'm trying to figure out like how I could do this, and I was like, oh yeah, we can totally make that work.
We did one. It was me. I'm sure I've told the story before. I was on the floor wearing pantyhose, and Cynthia put her head in the pantyhose.
Okay.
And she was sniffing the farts, but we forgot to close the blinds, and somebody walked by. And I was like, thank God it wasn't like somebody I knew that was like a neighbor, because that would be, but it was like, I've never seen him before, but this guy walked by, and I was like, we should probably close the blinds.
Right.
It's just like when you're going and going all day, you forget, especially when it gets dark, you just forget. Okay. Next question. Does farting on someone's face make you feel powerful?
Yeah, dominant as fuck. I really have nothing else to say to that.
I know. I think it's nice when you get out like a nice, juicy, long, wet fart.
I definitely have like an inner sadist, so me I'm too. Like I like love it. The more it's he like squeals hilarious. And like or like thrashes underneath me, and I'm just like, yeah, you can try, but you're not getting up from underneath here.
It's fucking hilarious. I love it. That wasn't me. Okay. Next question. What's your thoughts on farting? Okay. Very general.
Are you asking my mouth or my asshole?
I'm assuming your asshole is very gracious.
Well, my thoughts on farting is that it's very natural and everyone does it. And I guess some people really enjoy it as a fetish.
Yes, they do. When did you first learn that it was a fetish?
You know, probably about a year before you guys contacted me, I had been asked to make a video, a custom video. Yeah. And it was one of those things that like, I mean, realistically, I'm like, everything is a fucking fetish. So nothing really surprises me, but it wasn't super on my radar. I don't have a fart fetish. I haven't been with anyone who at least has openly told me that they do. You know, I feel like because the foot fetish, which is the world that I'm the most thoroughly rooted in, is so heavily tied to domination and humiliation. There's also a lot of other like bathroom type of fetishes that go hand in hand with that I had been exposed to. Like I had been exposed to like scat play and like peeing and, yeah, I mean, so I hadn't had requests for fart content except for that one time. So it wasn't super on my radar. What I'm trying to get at is it wasn't at all surprising to like find out that it was like a bigger thing.
I mean, it makes sense.
Wasn't in my consciousness.
It is funny how like,
of it.
I feel like before I knew farting was a fetish, I knew scat was a fetish and I knew pee was a fetish. But it's just fun because it makes sense. It's like farting. Oh, okay. Like it does make sense. But like, I didn't know it was a fetish.
But
you
it's
know?
Interesting because you would think, or at least I would think that like scat and like farts because they basically smell the exact same.
Right.
I guess it's like a different texture. Like I would think that there's, I don't know. I'd be curious to know like statistically, like how many have both versus how many just have one.
Just have one or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would be, my guess is that more, there's probably like, if they're like, if someone has, actually, I'm trying to figure out what am I trying to say? I would guess that if someone has a like scat play fetish, they are probably more likely to be into farts than someone who's into farts being into scat as well.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like scat is like next level. Like there are a lot more implications. But it is a little bit surprising to me, like the level of horror that Dax has at being like, as soon as it crosses the line into scat, he is like absolutely
not.
Out.
I'm not into it. Yeah.
No. Yeah. So it's interesting like how hot and cold he is with it.
Yeah.
Cause it's almost like one of those things that's like you run the risk, you know, like when I first started having anal sex, like my biggest fear was like, oh my gosh, like what if his dick comes out and there's like poop on his dick. Right. I was like so freaked out. I was so scared of that happening. And then I talked to a guy and he was like, yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite thing, but he's like, it comes with the territory. And like, and I think that's kind of like how it is. Like if with anything, if you're playing with the asshole, like while that might not be like the most exciting day for you, if you pull your dick out, it's got poop on it.
Yep.
But like, it is the human body and we can clean it and scrub it and try to like make it as, you know, presentable as possible for, you know, our partners or porn or whatever. And it's still gonna be dirty, at least in certain places.
At least on the inside.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, it's just, I think that like, I remember that being very impactful for me. I was like, oh, okay. So like, while I still don't want that to happen, like I can like be okay with that. Okay. Yeah. All right. You're not going to freak out. And you know what? If you want to stick your dick in my ass and then freak out if something comes out on it, then you have no right sticking your dick in my ass.
Yeah.
So.
Agree with that.
Sorry, we got a little off. We got off on a tangent away from farts. So, you know, anyway.
That's all right. What are this is why I don't do this. What are some foods that make you gassy? And now I just want to point out again, this is worded, what's some foods that make you gassy? Mm. I feel like I need to proofread these scripts before they go to final print here.
Mm-hmm.
What are
Scarlett bringing that sass?
What are some foods that make you gassy?
Yeah, so I know. So, okay. Candy. Anything like high in sugar. If I eat a lot of sugar.
I feel like chocolate. Like when you say candy, you mean chocolate or any candy?
Well, I'm more of a chocolate girl. I don't have a whole lot of interest in eating candy that's not chocolate, chocolate based. Mm-hmm. So I would just say like, if I have like a little bit of chocolate, that's not going to affect me. But if I eat like a lot of candy or if I had like ice cream or if I have like beans, normally if I cook beans, because I eat a fair amount of beans, I normally sprout them. And those are like, make me less gassy. Sprouting them makes them much more digestible.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone else cooks and they normally use like canned beans, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So or beans.
Like, yeah. Spice.
Spice makes you gassy?
Yeah. Indian food.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I was like, exhibit A.
It sounded kind of wet.
Yeah. I was also thinking that might not be very safe. Dax, I'm gonna say that you should check that out and you should clean up. Thank you.
Oh, you know, that was the next question. That's actually really crazy.
What was it? What's the next question?
Well, the next question is actually, if You asked him to lick your ass.
Oh, he'll do anything that I ask him to do.
I like that. I didn't even have to finish the question. She, do you think he'd do it was the next part. She knew. She was like, I don't care.
I know. I feel like.
Oh, my God. Oh, his face. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay.
He's okay. So shameless.
He's disgusting. Okay. Number 17. You're one of Fetish Nature's top models. Everyone clap. Yay. Wait, is it? Can you insert a clap? Is there a button to insert a clap? All right. Never mind. That sucks. Okay.
Everyone fart.
So you're one of Fetish Nature's top models. Did you ever see yourself farting on someone's face for money?
No. No, 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 no. I don't know if you understand how close I was to not coming here the first time. Like, okay, I never would have agreed and then not showed. But like, when I say that, I just mean like, I very much was like,
Were you nervous? Because I feel like I got an energy from you when you first came the first time.
I was nervous.
It was like every time going forward, like your energy was very different. But that first time it was like you were very like,
you know, I
don't know how to explain it.
I know that there's other models in the industry like this, but I very much treat this as a job. Like this is my job. This is my fucking job. Mm-hmm. This is like how I, you know, live. And so I am very professional. I always show up, especially when I don't know like what kind of set I'm walking onto, like who I'm working with. Like I'm always going to bring like my most professional energy. And I try to be a little bit more reserved the first time just because I know my energy is really strong and it can be off-putting for someone. And I also like, I don't know the vibe. So it feels inappropriate to like fully be myself.
I guess that makes sense.
Like, because I am a little bit like my on-screen personality is, it's a little bratty, it's a little dommy. And like, if I were to like walk in here on the very first time, you would be like, okay, like maybe she's good at her job, but like she's also a fucking bitch. You know, like, do you want to hire that back? Like, I'm going to come in like, and also like, this is different work. Like the first time I work for any producer, like, or, you know, director, whatever it is, or work with someone new, like I'm kind of waiting to see what the vibe is or how we mesh or like what it is that's we're going to create, because it would be like inappropriate, I feel, to walk in and just be like a know-it-all. Like there's not room to grow there. If you walk in, you already know everything. So, you know, I try to walk in open-minded and then, you know, I'll open up, obviously, because there's that's what like brings my content to life is my personality, right? Like there are hotter girls with better bodies, you know, prettier faces, whatever. Like, okay, listen, my ass, pretty fucking good. Find me an ass that's better than my ass.
I don't know.
The rest of everything like is fine, but I don't. There are hotter girls okay, like that. I feel like there's always.
Do you know what I mean? Hotter, yeah.
But like it is. The essence is who you are. It's the personality that you bring that I think like really makes the difference in content. So yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. No. So I was really nervous because I also was like, I remember talking to you about this at Exotica because you came up at Exotica and I was mm-hmm. like, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to like fart that much. Like, I don't know if I can like fart on command. And so I was like, and the thing that you said to me that made me feel like okay was you said, oh, I have enough farts for both of us. And I was like, okay, so basically if we're like in a scene together and I cannot get a fart out, like you'll carry the scene. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. Like I'll bring the personality and like the ass. But like if it doesn't fart, I'll make it do other things. Like I don't know. I was just so nervous that I wasn't gonna be able to perform. And I think that goes back to that, like, being professional. And I was like, I'm not going to say yes to this if I don't feel like I can perform. And I was not confident that I was going to be able to perform. And I was like, I'm not going to have them pay me if I'm not going to be able to do the job. Like, why would I agree to that if I'm like going to be a complete bust?
No, I feel like every model's like that. They're very nervous at first. They're like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And like, I feel like once everyone gets through it, mm-hmm. and they're able to fart, and where they see how we work, and they see, like, you know, I feel like everyone gets comfortable.
Yeah.
And like halfway through the first shoot, everything's good.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're all good.
I think what helped is that, you know, like I work for another face sitting smothering studio, and it's like, this is kind of almost the same, but like with farts. Mm-hmm. So like the other studio, like I'm working with them.
What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Your boy's back. Your boy's back after eating some ass and sucking some farts. He's
risen from the deepest crack.
Licking all of the asses. Eating farts. I'm here. I'm back, baby.
I told him that the way this podcast just went is how you let someone speak.
I didn't hear much.
Hopefully he learned something.
I was licking asshole and eating farts the entire time, bro. I did not hear a fucking word y'all said.
Just so Nina's up to date, when we do the podcast, it's the Dax show. He doesn't let anyone else speak. He talks over you. He interrupts you. It's terrible.
Jay, back me up here, bro.
It's because it's because
you know.
Yeah, right.
In the content, it's the Scarlet show, and he's just jealous.
Yeah.
Dax is the real star. All right, Dax is the real star
with the receding hairline.
Whoa!
Shots fired.
He sucks so hard.
In my defense. Usually, besides today, your farts are pretty good, you know?
Did you just put my farts down?
The Indian food farts are tough, man. You know?
So they stunk.
Is it tougher? Gnarly, is it tougher than the shart?
They had nothing's tougher than the shart.
Oh, no. Gross.
They had an almost good taste today, though. I'll give you that. They had a nice taste. They tasted fine. But the smell was just like, bruh.
Your eyes are watering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes as they exit my asshole, they burn a little bit, and I'm like, ooh, that has got to burn those nostrils going up.
It's funny, earlier when we did the one in the white panties, all of those farts were so warm, my face was like, I was like, oh my god, shit burns.
He was sweating bullets.
Shit burns. It burns, dog, you know. All right,
when the
so
fire start to burn.
Listen, one of my favorite things burn, with you, yeah, guys, and Kate, shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
One of my favorite things, I'm sharing my favorite things, okay, is when I've been sitting on a face and have been smothering it so good, maybe farting on it also, but don't have to be, and I come up and their face is so sweaty. That is how I know I've done a good job.
Yeah. And red, probably. And the eyes are bloodshot.
Yeah. Like when we were doing the video you were talking about earlier where you were bouncing on my face. Every time you lift it up, I was like...
Oh, I heard that.
I just realized that... The male version, or like, you know, if we're talking like hetero type of situation here, because a lot of porn is getting cummed in the eyes, you know, that facial cum shot and your eyes are burning.
Isn't
red
that, like a-
that is the I mean
you're thinking of money angry shot. Pirate
that's the but like,
but like, she's thinking of angry pirate.
Angry pirate,
but the the red in the eyes is the equivalent, for Dax.
Yep.
The equivalent for Dax is getting when he comes up and his eyes are like red.
Bloodshot,
he's like a pink eye from
where
those
am
farts.
Where am I? What's going on?
He does. He comes up disoriented sometimes. Mm-hmm.
I came up disoriented when we were doing that one that you said that was your favorite, where you were laying here and my face was tucked into your ass.
Oh yeah, you did.
And I was like, where am I? Who am
where
I?
Am I?
Who are you? Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't say your favorite one was when I jizzed earlier.
Oh my gosh.
That was fucking hilarious when I watched it back.
I'm a little tired today, but yeah, no, actually it was funny. It was like just like a cum fountain on a loop. It was just like coming and coming.
That's what I like to hear. It's just coming all over my living room.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I'll show you the video. It was really funny.
I feel like the actual amount that you cum is not that much in volume, but you're like a sprayer.
Yeah.
Spray it.
Oh yeah.
So and then like it's different. Like so every guy is different because
you're
then
nasty.
Like my partner, he's like an oozer, so he will come a lot, but it never really sprays out. Like if it shoots out, I'm like, oh.
That's
some power behind the prostate today. But like his was just like pew, pew,
Yeah. But it's like little droplets are just like it was like on my shoulder, it was on the back wall, then it was on my right leg, then it was on my left leg, then it was on my arm, then it was on the front of my phone, because I was like, you know, ignoring him while I did it. And like, and then it was on my shoulder, and I was like, and I was not.
You watch her in the video, and she's like, this.
I was like, I got to see that.
That's why. It was super fun. When I do those videos, usually I can contain it. Yeah, so Scarlett
covers the tip of my penis.
That's
with her
no
hand
fun, though.
I know how to not. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's why. So when Scarlett jerks me off, I try to not let her know when I'm about to come.
You need
I like to make her a fetish nature cum shield. I like to get a
medieval shield.
That'd be fine. You're going to need one soon.
You come from hand jobs?
What?
You come from
hand jobs. I love hand jobs, dude. I love hand jobs. Blowjobs are my favorite. Yeah. But hand jobs, I call them old fashions. I love a nice old fashioned.
Listen, handies are so fucking underrated. Like,
I agree.
You can do so much with hands. And like,
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but it's what I do. At the beginning of the video where you're just like casually touching it, there was something you were doing. And I don't know what it was, but mm-hmm. I'm going to look back. But like something you're doing with your hand
to the tip
of my penis, where I was like, oh my God, what is happening right
he's
now?
Gonna,
I was like, this is amazing.
He's going to bring me in and he's going to say, do you see this?
And I Scarlett, look. Scarlett, look.
That was, listen, his brain thought it with that voice. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
With that voice.
I feel like I'm gonna study it too. I haven't.
It's like
come
our
with
producer's over here, and he's like,
"I'm jealous.
I also need to watch this video. Thank you.
You can't come from a handjob.
No, I haven't. Well, can I? I don't know. I just haven't.
I pretty much have only come from hands in the last 2 years.
That's wild.
Yeah. My hand, Scarlett's hand.
Well, then,
Hands are very fun. I also find them
and Cynthia's feet.
Oh,
if
Cynthia's feet, yeah.
You came from feet?
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't. But Cynthia was super confident that she could make me come with her feet, and I was like, I don't think you can. And she couldn't, but she did very good. It just, you know, feet are just good luck, you know?
Good luck.
Yeah, I
good
mean, luck. You kind of got to like feet. I mean,
yeah.
Or at least be
that's
like
what she
foot
said,
neutral.
Yeah. I don't have like a foot fetish necessarily.
I think you
like, have... Like, I'll suck some toes.
I think you have like a slight foot aversion, actually. Because like
fucking what?
A slight foot aversion.
What's that?
So I feel like my partner is like foot neutral. He will come from foot jobs because he thinks I'm hot. So like he'll come from them, but he doesn't have a foot fetish. But I noticed that like, and so like when I put my feet on him, he is not freaking out in any sort of way. But when I put my feet on you, I can see you like you're like actively energetically pulling away.
Yeah,
like
physical
your
reaction.
Feet. Like, I don't think you have like an extreme like foot,
mm-hmm.
like
I said,
a phobia
I've stuck some toes, yeah. But I'm not like, you know,
I've stuck
get
my
them
toes
feet
in
on
your,
my face. You know,
I've stuck my toes in your mouth.
most girls have at this point, you know.
But yeah, no, I just think hand jobs are so fun. Just like, and they can be really intimate. Like you can, like if you're like standing giving a hand job, you can be like kissing, or like you can like look into their eyes and like, you know. Anyway, probably not the energy.
I can see Dax's brain like
I'm not into
this
energy.
I can't come from a hand job standing. If I'm standing and getting a hand job, I can't come. Remember we tried that in the one video, and I just couldn't happen. When you were sitting on Cynthia's face in the mother box, farting on her face and jerking me off.
I think the idea
was a cuckold video.
I think that's because you have a pretty strong fart fetish, and so you want an ass on your face.
I think so too.
So I think it's just like it's missing that piece. If you could be standing and somehow have an ass in your face, I think you could do it. I don't think it's the standing thing. I just think that it's
you'll figure
like,
it out.
Yeah,
I'll make it happen.
Now that you got some tips, you'll figure it out.
I'll find a way. If there's a world, there's a way. What else we got on there, questions-wise, Scar?
Nothing interesting.
What else is on there?
Nah, nothing.
There, let me see this. Let's see what we got here.
This bitch is over it.
Yeah, you won the best award of 2024 for
Fetish
Nature.
The best butt award.
For Fetish Nature. Is that ass all natural, or do you work at it?
Okay, I feel like those are actually kind of the same question.
Yep.
Okay, see, listen, sir.
All
when
natural
we are talking about
all natural.
Natural means that it is not surgically.
You don't have
altered.
A BBL.
Is it all natural or do you work at it?
Okay.
That's
those
still
are
natural.
Still the same thing, yeah.
I meant like, sorry. All right, were
they
you,
are not
were
implants.
You, were you born with the ass or did you have to work for it?
I did both. So listen, when I don't work out even for years at a time, because
my
that has happened. Shut the fuck
sorry.
Up.
Before I put you underneath my feet.
With socks on.
Maybe I need to stuff those dirty socks in his mouth.
They are super dirty.
Or in his ass.
I was just going to say that. Okay, so we need to circle back to that one after this. But yes, yes, yeah, we are not the only one who is going to talk about our nasty farts, Dax.
Oh. Caught.
Yes. So, go,
so and even when I dicks went soft.
Even when I don't work out, my ass is, listen, it is there, okay? That, like, under booty is there, okay? It has got a drop. However, the part of my ass that I actively work at is the top part. I feel like I get a little bony through, like, the sacrum in the back of the hips. Like, the way I'm built, like, I'm never going to have love handles. It's just, like, not. I would have to gain probably, like, 70 pounds before I got love handles. Now, listen, I will have. Get this guy.
Wait, what did you do? I wasn't looking.
You don't hear it?
Oh. You don't hear him? You have an aversion to licking.
No, I.
When you guys started the podcast, that's what you were doing. And I was like, oh my God.
I do. Yes. No, but I honestly, I zoned out. Sorry, but I zoned out.
She's got like a sultry voice and someone's just going. And I'm like, you gremlin, stop.
I completely zoned out. I was staring at your face.
I don't know who it was.
I think I like went to somewhere else.
Okay, but listen. Okay, so Scarlett today says that one time that you stuck a sock in your ass. And he goes, yeah, that's pretty normal. All guys do that. And I was like, wait, hold up, what?
Not in the asshole.
Okay, no, dude. But that was how it was worded. That was how it was worded.
I get that.
And I was like, wait, for what purpose? I'm like thinking, is this like, this seems like a foreign object that's going to be an ER trip, right? Like, what are you sticking in your ass? And then, and Scarlett's like, it's because of the farts. And I was like, what?
Well, if there's a double. So it's either, and that was the one time. He does it all the time. You know what I mean? So, yeah. He's more than once. So, he either sticks it in there, and let's see, we'll see.
He does sticks it between the this? Cheeks, apparently.
Sticks it between the cheeks. So either if you have a fart that's sus, then you don't shit yourself. Or apparently, you stick it in there if you're itchy.
Yeah, so if your buttholes,
are we actually sticking it into the hole? Is that what? Okay, listen, the sticking it in, we gotta stop using that word because sticking it in is like a dirty monkey.
Let me explain myself here. All right, god damn it, everybody stop talking.
The nasty,
everybody stop talking.
Sock butt is gonna explain
himself. If I'm walking around for the day, you know, and I get up and I rip a fart, and I'm like, yo, that's sus. This is gonna be an all day thing. I'll go into my sock drawer and I'll find a sock with a hole.
Changed? Like he's like trying to be tough now that he's talking about making a sock maxi pad for himself because he might shard himself in public.
All of that was good.
Bruh. I'll take a sock with a hole. All right, with a hole in it.
All I'm socks like, all have holes in it. That's how you get your foot in.
I'll take a sock with two holes in it, and I'll take it. And I'll stick it between my ass cheeks, all right? So that way, if I shit myself during the day, I don't ruin my good pair of boxers.
Wait, why does it have to have two holes in it? Like, do you cut the toe box out?
No, like, you know how, like, sometimes your socks get old and you get a hole in it?
Oh, okay, so we're, like, just not using the socks that are in the regular rotation for wearing them on your feet. Yeah. Okay.
Obviously needs to be thrown out.
What's gross, exactly. though, is I see Snickers sucking on his socks all the time.
Well, that's how you know they're the ass socks.
I don't think they are, because I take the ass socks and I toss them right in the bin when at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I put it right into the trash. And, you know, let's get back to...
He did say that, but immediately after, like, there was a thought that went into my head, and I was like, Snickers sucks on... Like, are those his ass socks?
Remember Snickers ate a tiny one time that was in somebody's ass? And we were trying to fight it.
I bet you that was so tasty. I bet he was like, oh, that was the best, most delicious thing I've ever had.
That was fantastic.
I can't remember what I was saying.
He won't attack Dax.
Correct. He will not attack Dax, but he will attack me. So if he has a sock in his mouth, that's like he's protective of that sock that he's sucking on. So I can't take
or anything.
It.
Fart socks.
Anything.
Yeah, I can't take the sock from him. So I have to. I was yelling at him. I was like, take the sock. And he's like, nice, fine. I was like, no, because he's eaten socks. Like he will eat a full sock.
Was that the sock that he was sucking on or the blanket that time?
Sock.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nina Adler.
Alder.
Yeah, how the
Alder.
Fuck? Alder.
Sir.
Alder.
Sir.
You haven't dommed me yet. I can say your name wrong once.
Oh, listen, when you said, oh, I don't know how I feel about... Wait, did you say you didn't like hand jobs or something?
You can't come from hand jobs.
Yeah, okay. I was like, my brain is... I was like, oh.
Nina was like, issues challenged.
Right, you're the new, yeah, you're new, her new subject.
Yeah, basically, I literally did. I looked across the thing at him, and I was like, oh,
I play hard to get. I play hard to get to sexy women who want me.
I'll just turn around.
I'll just turn around and
he's fine.
I don't think it's playing hard to get. I think that's just natural. Stop. You can't get.
No way. You wrong.
Damn.
That's terrible. Damn.
Shots fired at my man, Jay.
Mm-mm-mm. Not cool. Like that. So what am I saying? Nina Alder?
Alder.
I like that because it like makes you, you know, you got to lean into it. Mm-hmm. All right, let me stop. You're looking at me weird.
All right, let's get to the last question, which is the last catch question every time, is how do you like working for Fetish Nature?
Is absolutely the stinkiest job I've ever had.
That's good, because...
See you later, stinky.
Because the girls that like us usually leave.
Yeah. Yeah. See you later, stinky. That's good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of part of the job that sucks. I'm not the one doing the sucking, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
not yet.
There's sucking. There's a lot of stinky parts of the job that I am doing.
There's some shitty parts.
You're
for sure.
Producing the stinky and the shitty parts, mm-hmm. but you don't have to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Not like I have to.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has to deal with the real consequences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. He is being disgusting over here. Like, honestly, you know what? We just need to have him, like, under an ass in every episode after this. Because
he can't I'm behave. Telling you.
It's as if he has not licked enough ass today. He's like...
There's still time. All right, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, me?
Me?
Come find me, guys.
Nina's like, yeah, my asshole.
I am, there's different variations of Fit Yogi Nina. Nina Alder. But, yeah, there's some different eyes in different places and different accounts because obviously I've been deleted more times than I can count.
We've all been there.
You can go to fetishnature.com, go to models, and you can find Nina Alder on there. And all of her links are there with just the click of a button.
Twitter, yeah. YouTube, OnlyFans, Fansly, Pornhub.
I want clips. Oh my gosh, she has a free OnlyFans, guys. Go check it out.
Oh, yeah. Check it out for only $5.99.
The good one is the VIP one, though.
So obviously.
Yeah. You don't want it to be plugged,
so we're plugging
you. Yeah. There you go. And guys, check out Fetish Nature's clips for sale, because we'll have new videos uploaded tonight and all week. And we have Nina back on the 10th, and then we have Nina back on the 17th, and then we have Nina back the next month, and the next month, and the next month.
Oh my gosh,
we have her
like they
all
like me,
fucking
guys.
Year long, you know?
He actually did. Yeah, the last time he was like, pick at least one date every single month. We're having you all year. And I'm
all
like,
year long, baby. Yeah. You're with us now.
Yeah, you're with us.
I remember last time you were here, you were talking about how you may quit in 6 months. And then...
Did I?
Yeah. You were like, I may quit in like 6 months. And in my head, I was like, nope. Nope. You with us till the day you turn 60.
I feel like you were talking to someone else.
It's possible.
That was not me. I was like, I'm invested.
I'm invested. I talk to a lot of people.
I was like, did I say that? That's why would I have said that?
That's how much she was disappointed mm-hmm. in the possibility of you leaving. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Mm-hmm. He dreamed of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's called manifesting, and please don't do that to me because I would like to keep coming back.
Well, you manifested that our house might burn down, so.
That's true.
Oh, listen, true. No, I did not. I said replace your smoke detectors.
Yim hee.
Mm-hmm. We actually do have the smoke detector.
We do. They're just not plugged in.
No, that one is.
And the only reason they're not plugged in is because Scarlett, whenever she cooks, she almost burns the house down.
Listen, like, I feel like with the amount of gas that happens in this house, you should really probably have working ones because any little spark is going to set them
off. No, with the amount of gas that in this house, we need a freaking purifier.
I would not be upset at that either.
We have one, but it's not big enough.
When we put our house on the market, we should put it on the market on Twitter because somebody's going to want to buy it. They'd be like, all the farts that happened in this house. It's beautiful.
Not only glorious. That, but like, there's probably shit on these walls that I haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, listen, you can jack off in any room.
I was creeping on your page because obviously, oh my God.
Okay.
I know, right?
You're
chilly. And I don't know who the model was, but there's one model who wears an N95. And now
Sabrina.
Listen,
Sabrina
that
Boo.
Was
so fucking common back in like 2020 when it was all the girls who just like didn't have job, you know, when OnlyFans blew up, right? And so many people were like, oh, well, like I'm going to be like kind of like pseudo faceless by wearing a mask, right? And I haven't like really seen the masks anymore either. They just go full faceless and like just go shoulders down, you know, or they just do full face, you know? And I was like, man, I haven't seen that in a while. But she has the right idea, because when you have an N95 that is fit correctly, you cannot smell anything.
She
Her farts are horrific.
They are horrific.
Jay, remember I was telling you earlier that Jay sniffed a girl's farts and he doesn't have a fart fetish?
Uh-huh.
That was the girl's whose farts. And her farts, she won wettest farts of 2024.
You
just like
you set him up for failure then. Yeah.
Well, he was, to be
who is strawberry farts? You need to have him sniff strawberry farts.
I told him about that. Gia Kia.
I smell
she got strawberry
vegetables first, I guess.
So excited for her to return.
Got some carrots and stuff.
Yeah, she's cool. All right.
He's so excited for her to come back, because he's just going to keep coming and coming and coming to her.
Little droplets everywhere.
What the fuck?
What?
Scatter shots.
All right. And that's a wrap. So, guys, tune in next week for potentially another new episode. Who knows? We may have one. I don't know.
It's very sporadic, guys. We don't know what we're doing. We're sorry.
I just get a text.
Right.
Come over.
Yeah.
Come over.
Come over.
Okay.
It's time.
Let's have some fun.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you listening. Be sure to let us know on Twitter, OnlyFans, how you guys like the episode. I think this is a pretty long one, so enjoy it. Nina Alder's amazing. We thank her very much for coming and being on the podcast today. Have a terrific day, everybody, and remember, keep sniffing.